authority over you. And you're not going to ruin or rule my life because I do not belong to you. I have a father who loves me. I have a brother who have gone before me and paved the way for me so I could live like he lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, says what? For we do what? Wrestle not against who? Flesh and blood. This is what the enemy, I believe this is where all these different denominations came from. Satan wanted to get, see people, you'd be surprised what people, if you don't humble yourself, you get full of pride. We got people always want to try to build their own castle. I already got my castle. Jesus called me to live in his castle. I don't have to try to build no castle. I ain't got to try to prove anything to anybody. I just want to know the truth and live it out for my God. Because who can go above God? But you always trying to prove yourself. I'm a child of God. Thank God. That's enough for me. And enjoying the blessing of God. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But against what? Principality. What else? Against power. Against what? The rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness. Where? Then they're not in low. That's the problem right there. What E.W. Kenyon said, people think they're all driven down to the swamp. No, they're in high places. People, you think because they have so much this and that, and they got so many millions of dollars and so many this and that. Hey, them demons ruling in no place. See, money don't make you holy. And money don't make you right. Thank God it's a tool you need to know how to use right. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is why the enemy don't want you to discover and become sharp, keen, and quick to detect danger. Whew. Hallelujah. How do we rule over them? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony in the name of Jesus. How do we rule over them? By the blood of the Lamb. Remind that devil that I've been washed. I've been sanctified. I've been separated from sin. And you do not rule over me. I rule over you. In the name of Jesus, I testify. It's my testimony that I'm more than a conqueror. I conquer you by the blood. In the name. That's how I conquered you. When you try to bring something that do not belong to me, I don't care if I did miss it. It still ain't your business, Satan. I'm not your child, and you're not my daddy, and you're not the one to correct me. So hit the door. Matter of fact, don't you come in here. Hallelujah. Because we know that the authority that is in the name, and our right to use the name, and what we do, we'll shine the light so we expose the darkness. By shining the light, that the truth of God's word can be known. And that's what I want to do today. Shine the light so the truth will be known. Get that truth in your heart. Keep it there. Which, if you have it, keep building on it. If you haven't heard it, take it today and do something with it. he said. See, God don't sneak around and do stuff. Not with his children. So it says in 1 John 5, King James. This then is the message. This then is the message which we have heard of him. This then is the message that we heard of him. And declare unto you. And that's what we need to do. I am under command, obligation, command, is to make sure that I declare to you what thus saith the Lord, not what I think. And if I do miss it, I need to come back and get it straight. Hello? That God is, and you won't go wrong, you stay with the scripture and keep them in the right setting and not read in there something they didn't say. That God is what? God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If something you're doing is in the dark, you say, oh, there ain't God. It's not hard to find out what's right and wrong. If what you're doing is you got to hide it. God is light. You know, I'm going to tell everybody it's all right for me to go out with this lady. Well, I'm going to hide it, but you better not be hiding from my wife. I know I'm wrong. Oh, you're right. I wouldn't have to hide it from her. And so Psalms 119 says, and see, this is why you want to put the word in. So stay with me. This is why you want to put the word in, because he said the interest of our word. Psalm 119, 130. The interest of thy words giveth what? That you are not ignorant. You're not in the dark. Come on. It giveth understanding. Not only does it give light, it give understanding. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. Not only do I see, I know. My brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Brother and sister, God don't want you ignorant. Satan got devices. I'm about to show them to you some of the things. Just we working our way there. We'll talk about them just a little. He said, give understanding to the simple. Listen to this. We are spirit led and not body ruled. We are spirit led and not body ruled. Saints are spirit led and not body ruled. But Satan constantly, if you're not aware of his devices, he constantly tugging at what you refuse to kill, he'll keep tugging at it until he can get you to, till he can deceive you. But turn with me so we can close on this one. Colossians 3:1. I may need to read the whole chapter, but I don't think I have time. But Colossians 3:1, but we're going to deal with this. He said, if you then been what? Risen with who? Now, how many of us been raised with Christ? How many of us been raised with Christ? Y'all so slow about it. Good gracious. I've been raised. Is that all he mean to you? I said, how many of you been raised with Christ? You go. You ain't convincing me. Have you convinced yourself? Yes, I've been raised with Christ. Glory to God. And I want the devil to know. I want everybody to know it. and I'm not ashamed of it.